This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Kirkwood Gardens at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. Every week we discuss a gardening question, whether you have extensive container gardens or just starting out. Today, we're going to talk about fertilizing your gardens.
A fertilizer really comes in two forms. It can be organic or inorganic. Now, what that means is really the source of those nutrients. Organic fertilizers, typically you're getting things like poultry manures, something that is from a natural source and isn't totally broken down yet into a form plants can use. An inorganic fertilizer is synthetic, so those nutrients have been derived into a form that plants can use immediately. So this does impact a bit how these fertilizers are used in the garden. I find that organic fertilizers are my preference when I'm gardening in the soil, in the actual ground, because you need microorganisms in order for organic fertilizers to be released, for the plants to access those nutrients. If I'm planting in a container where I just used a regular old potting mix that probably doesn't have a whole lot of fungi or bacteria in it that's going to unlock those nutrients, then I'm going to use an inorganic fertilizer.
I have a tomato plant. I'm supposed to be fertilizing that?
You should. So if you're veggie gardening and you tend to add a whole bunch of compost every year, maybe a whole bunch of composted manure, you may not need to add a whole lot of nutrients to your garden because those nutrients are already there in that organic material. But if you have a lawn or a garden that hasn't had any amendments added to it in quite a long time, chances are that those plants could really use a boost from some fertilizer. I like to fertilize when plants are not too stressed. So if we've had a drought, if it's really dry, I hold off on fertilizing. When we've had a nice rainfall or I've been really good with my irrigating, that's when I go about fertilizing, certainly things like annuals and vegetables. In terms of perennials, you can really do that any point during the growing season. I'm Emma Erler. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.